Look again tonight in the 6th chapter of Mark's Gospel. The disciples have been out on a preaching mission. They came back and reported to Jesus what had taken place. And he tells them they need to go aside for a time of prayer and refreshment, renewal. And so they get in the boat and go around to the other side of the sea. But the people saw and they followed. Begin reading at verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When the day now was far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. When he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples and set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them all. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments of the fish. And those who had eaten loaves were about 5,000 men. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we said already, the disciples were trying to find a place of quiet rest. They'd gone across the lake, away from the crowd, they thought. But the people had seen where they were going and they had run around the lake. And when they arrived at their destination, they found the people were there before them. Rather than being annoyed by this, Jesus looked upon the people with compassion and saw them as sheep without a shepherd. He thus began to teach them many things until the day became quite late. Mark doesn't tell us what he taught. He just said he taught them many things. It'd be interesting to know what he taught. But the day was getting old, getting late. And the disciples became concerned about the physical need of the crowd for food. And they came to Jesus and counseled him to send them away. Let them go into the surrounding villages and buy bread to eat. Send them away. What a natural reaction to human need. You can almost hear the disciples saying, "We didn't invite these people to come here. In fact, they have interrupted our efforts to get some rest and spend some time with God. We're not responsible for them. Now the day is growing late and they are hungry. Send them away. Send them away. Let them go into the villages close by and buy themselves something to eat. Send them away." Do you get any picture of yourself in the disciples? I know that I do. You know, a woman calls and she has a new baby and she has no husband and she has no church. She must have help to pay her rent or be evicted. And she's crying out for need. Well, I'm really not responsible for her or her situation. She ought to have her own church. She shouldn't have to be calling me. She ought not to be having a child out of wedlock. I surely can't pay all of her bills. Send her away. Send her away. Or a couple come by the church. They've had trouble on the road. They're out of money and they're hungry. And I hesitate to say this after all of Barbara's announcements about food this morning, but I'll say it anyway. The church really isn't a restaurant. It just seems that way sometimes. We can't feed every hungry person, so send them away. Send them away. The poor, the sick, the unemployed, the foreigner, the homeless, the hungry. I can't meet all of their needs. I'm not the welfare department. I have a little, but what is that among so many? Send them away. Isn't this oftentimes something of our reaction to the plea for help? I know it's mine. I might say I'm sorry, but many times I stand in judgment and basically say that you're not my responsibility. And I forget God and send them away. But Jesus said to the disciples, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. 5,000 hungry folk. You give them something to eat. He says, in effect, they are your responsibility. Give them something to eat. How amazed the disciples must have been. How astounded. How shocked. How could they possibly do this? Shall we go and buy 200 denarii of bread and give it to them to eat? This was an impossible sum for the disciples. A denarii, you know, was a sum of money that most men worked for a whole day to gain. 200 days' work worth of bread, they said, would be only enough to give them just a little to eat. There was no way they could have this amount of money on hand. With no thought of God, the command of Jesus was impossible. And that's really how we react to the greatest of human need, the greatness of human need today. There's so many hungry and homeless in our own land. Multitudes of the world people are undernourished. The need is beyond our resources. Even if we had millions of dollars, we couldn't buy enough for everyone to even have a little. Be reasonable, Lord. Do you hear Him say, you give them something to eat? Can we hear a whisper, I was hungry and you gave me meat, naked and you clothed me, a stranger and you took me in, I was sick and in prison and you visited me? And we cry out, when, Lord, when? He says, inasmuch as you've done it to one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. Well, there are two reactions to human need. Send them away or give them something to eat. Which reaction is yours? Which is mine? Do we say it's not my problem? Let the government take care of it? Or do we show concern and do what we can to help in response to the frustration of the disciples, Jesus asked him the question, how many loaves have you got? How much resources do you have? Go and see. Alfred Kruckuck said the disciples had left two things out of their thinking about this emergency. First, they'd left out their own resources. And second, most important, they left out the power of God. Not having enough to meet the needs of everyone, the disciples did not even consider how much they did have. Granted, their resources were limited. They only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And what good could this do among such a large horde of people? But they also forgot the power of God. I want to say this, say it loud and clear. And I don't know exactly how to say it, but I'll just go ahead and put it this way. God is not too interested in what you don't have. God is not too interested in what you don't have. He's not too interested in what you can't do. But God is vitally interested in your placing all that you do have at His disposal and allowing Him to use you and all that you do have. He's not really too concerned about the resources you don't have. He's concerned about what you do have. And if you'll allow Him to use it and use you with it. How many loaves do you have? Never mind what is impossible. Never mind what you don't have. What resources do you have? Look and see. The whole matter of overlooked resources can be and has been a tragic hindrance to the work of God. Often we say we have nothing, we can do nothing, when we do have something and could accomplish great things if what we had was placed in God's hands. So Jesus instructed the disciples to have the people sit down in rows, rows of 100, rows of 50, orderly, expectantly. The people sat down in the green grass, waiting to see what Jesus will do. Looking up into heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples to set before the people, and he divided the two fish, and they all ate, and everybody was satisfied. And there were 12 baskets full left over. Plenty and despair. Can you imagine? The disciples, it seemed, have this miracle had more impact on them than any other. It's the only miracle that appears in all four Gospels. Only one of Jesus' miracles. 5 little barley loaves. 2 tiny fish. 5,000 hungry people waiting in rows, expect, hopeful. And Jesus took the little offered to him, prayed, broke the loaves, divided the fish, and everyone ate, and everyone was satisfied. And 12 baskets were left over. Wow. I would say, sure, but that was Jesus, and that was Bible times. What about now? It's my belief that even now, when we don't worry about what we don't have and place all we do have into the hands of God, that He will still work miracles with it. I've seen it. You have if you've had eyes to see. I've seen youth with no training and no carpenter skills and no experience as painters give themselves to God in a week's time. Take an old, dilapidated, run-down house, drab and ugly, and turn it into a bright and colorful place for a family to live. Now, not everyone's need for housing was met, but one family's need was met. I've seen a man that was a dry goods salesman. He'd finished high school, but that was the limit of his education. He couldn't even speak plain. He had a lisp in his voice. And he came amazingly and said God had called him to preach the gospel. And over 30 years of age, he gave himself to God in the ministry. And God used him to revive old churches and to build new churches. No way you figure he could do it. But God used him. I saw a fruit farmer, grew apples, blueberries, pears out of the Midwest. Felt the call of God upon his life, and he and his wife and 5 children went to Africa. And an area of disease and poverty and no schools and no stores and no churches where people had to walk a half day or longer to get to a place they could buy a bar of soap, where there were no churches, no medical facilities, nothing of that nature. In 12 years' time, he and his wife and those 5 children lived among the people. In fact, lived on a boat. And started stores and schools and churches. And after 12 years, his ministry was complete. 14 schools, 14 churches, 14 stores. And a medical ministry going around with 2 boats on the lake going to the villages to meet the needs of the people. Literally hundreds, maybe thousands of people were ministered to. By a fruit farmer. when he left, his ministry there was complete. It was all turned over to the people to run. It was done. And here, in this place, I've seen deeds of loving kindness, transforming lives, and feeding people's deepest needs. We can't feed all the hungry, but I doubt a week goes by that we don't feed some hungry person. And if my child's crying for bread, and you give me bread for my child, that's the most important thing in the world right then for me. Right here, I've seen hope renewed as we've gone out to build ramps for people to use in wheelchairs. I think I was in the crew that built the first ramp because Koster sent somebody to teach us how to do it. And we got some of the ramp done, just mainly the floor. Didn't have up the side rails, didn't have up anything of that nature. And a man came out of his home in a wheelchair, and down that ramp he went, and back up it he went. And he realized he no longer homebound. He could get out and go. And the ministry continues. I don't know how many people went from this church down to the coast and helped rebuild after the storm. They didn't help everybody, but for those they helped, their needs were met. More recently, the group went to Mexico and built two houses. Probably nothing like what the need really was, but two families now properly housed and cared for. Right here among us, the gospel is being preached, and people are coming to faith in Christ, and hope is being renewed in life. Is being blessed. I don't know what resources you have tonight, what skills you have, what talents you have. But I know if you'll place all that you have, all your abilities, all your resources, no matter how small or inadequate they may seem, place them all into the hands of God, and it will be more than enough for you to get done what God wants you to do. And that's all you're responsible for. You're all familiar with the "what would Jesus do" thing. People ask that question. They wear bracelets with that on. "What would Jesus do?" It came to me a long time ago that what Jesus might do in any situation, I can't necessarily do that. And it seems more important to me to consider, what would Jesus have me to do? He's not going to ask me, He's not going to ask you to do anything that He doesn't provide the resources, the ability, the skills to do it. So in every moment of every day, all circumstances that come your way, all human needs there, ask, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And it will be more than enough. And God will give you resources to do what you need to do. And you can praise God and give thanks to Him. Amen. Lord Jesus, we do thank You that You can take us just as we are, with all of our limited abilities, our limited resources, and use us as You use those few little loaves of bread, those few little fish, to feed a multitude. You can use us. You can use us for Your glory. And we thank You. Help us to place ourselves totally in Your hands, to surrender all to You. And in It's in your wonderful name that we pray.